now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and what a great show we have lined up for you. I've got great guest Jeff Frohawk with the Chino Valley Repertory Theater, Craig Dillman with Craig's Smokehouse, and we also have Mark Twain. So stay tuned to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day, on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com. Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to BarrettPropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Life for all of us is very different, but the one constant that will always be there is the unconditional love of our pets. If you have one, you know what I mean. If you don't, why not experience it firsthand by making an appointment to come to Yavapai Humane Society to find your forever friend and experience that unconditional love. Visit yavapaihumane.org and take a peek at the animals looking for their forever home. Then click on the link to make an appointment or call us at 928-445-2666.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go!
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cat for Grace.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's his plan!
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho!
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. And what a great show we have lined up for you. My name is Lorette Brashear, and I am your host. And these guys are in the studio laughing at me because I was just munching down on a delicious holiday cookie and trying to eat it as fast as I could before we got on air.
And talk.
And talk. So it is a skill. I can talk and eat at the same time. In studio with today, I have Jeff Frohawk with the Chino Valley Repertory Theater. Jeff, say hello.
Hello.
And we also have Craig Doman with Craig's Smokehouse.
Hello.
And so we've got, like I said, and a special guest coming in later, Mark Twain. So that should be really great. So, Jeff, you're with the Chino Valley Repertory Theater. I know that there's, you guys have had a lot of work, and especially some sort of new play that's come out.
Right. We did do a play. We filmed it, however. Since the COVID hit early in the year this year, we had just had our first production at Christmas last year when all this happened. So the opportunity for people to congregate in a theater has not been available, nor is it really a good idea right now. So how do we keep our name out in the community? How do we keep our skills honed? How do
do
we maintain the momentum that we had? We came up with the idea of doing a silent movie in black and white. Actually, it's sepia tone. And it's a Christmas Western melodrama, the second annual. We considered doing something else this year, but the folks in the community rose up against us and said, no, we like our Western melodramas at Christmas, so that's what we'll come and see. So that's what you do. Especially when you're trying to get started.
So and what's the name of this play?
It's called The Cowhand's Christmas Carol, or 'Twas Plum Tired of Pudding. It's written by, I have to look because I can never remember it, Zoe Bell Hurst and James R. Hurst are the authors of this. We filmed it over two evenings at a rented meeting house that looked like a log cabin, had a nice fireplace, really looked good, you know, on film. We filmed it for 2 days, and then Matt Santos did the filming. Matt has been a tremendous help to us. There were two nights of filming, about 8 hours total of film, and then Matt and I, over the last month and a half, have edited it down to a 1 hour silent movie, and it's officially out on the Town of Chino Valley website today. You can find instructions on how to find that. So yeah, we're pretty pleased. It's a first time for all of us. Everybody that we've talked to about it has been excited about the prospect.
How many people are in this play?
There are six
lead characters.
Yeah, no, let me double check. I just happen to have the script with me right here, and I don't want any upset cast members saying that I forgot.
Oh, yeah, them. Absolutely.
We have a character by the name of Carol Christmas. How okay. clever is that?
I like it.
She's played by Danae Weekly. An interesting story about Danae is last year when we did our first play, we had tryouts for a week. And Danae was the very first person to show up. And Danae had just moved into Chino Valley from Egypt 5 days previous and thought it would be a good way to meet people. And she's been in both productions now. Very interesting. So,
yeah.
Then we have Silverado Sterling, who's played by Luke Tillman, who is a junior high age young man, and a neighbor of mine.
So all ages.
All ages.
Perfect.
Philip Flim Flam, the bad guy, again played by Will Williams. You see him in the paper periodically.
And he was the bad guy last year.
Yes, and he was excellent. He is in his early 70s, and his sister is older than he is, and she... Last year we had foam vegetables and fruit that people in the front row could throw at the bad guy. So his sister was like 80, and she drove all the way up and back from Phoenix just to be able to throw fruit at her brother.
That's worth it. You
Isn't
know what
that
I mean?
Cool? Yeah.
I would have done the exact same thing.
Oh, absolutely. I thought that's really great. And then we have a character, Letitia Plumley, played by Jamie Lewis, who just retired as the
town clerk
in Chino Valley. Congratulations and good wishes to her. She's excellent. Then we have Harriet, played by Sierra Scheibel. And she is a sophomore at Chino Valley High School, and then her brother, or not her brother, her cousin, Parker Scheibel, I believe is a junior at Chino Valley.
Wow.
And both of these two were also in everybody in the production this year was in last year's production.
So this is a Christmas production. What is it kind of about?
It's real simple. So there's a bad guy. He wants the good guy's land. There's a gal who's in love with the cowhand that works on the ranch where that the colonel owns. And the bad guy, Philip Flimflam, wants some bottom land that he owns. And Harriet is played by Sierra. She's an orphan girl. And she overhears the Flimflam planning to kill the colonel to get the land. The two ladies are each both in love with the colonel and with the cowboy. We have horses in the movie. Part of the movie takes place outside in a snowstorm, which is done with potato flakes, and the horses are stick ponies. So there's a lot of...
I love it.
I've seen it all the way through a lot of times in the editing, and I have to say, I've not gotten tired of it yet. It's pretty darn entertaining.
Well, and it sounds so great, and it's out, so people can go and view this now.
Yes.
And you are asking, I mean, it's free of charge to view it.
Correct. As many times as you want.
But, you know, a little donation won't hurt.
Well, at the end of the film, I will be there with hat in hand, asking for donations. And I know it's been a tough year, and we don't really... If you can do it and you're fine with doing it, that's great. If you don't want to, we don't care. This is just a big hug from us because we're touchy-feely types here in the theater. We miss you. We miss seeing you in a building and seeing you watch us do what we enjoy doing for you.
And performing, yeah.
And this is our way. There's a lot of selfishness involved in this, too. But there's also some expense, and we're a nonprofit. We're local in Chino, and we like to think we have some value. Last year, the first year, we made donations to the high school theater department and to the children's library in Chino. So we're committed. I, as a retired teacher, English and theater, I'm still committed to teaching, the act of teaching, and to working for the greater good of the community.
So, Jeff, where do we find this? Where do we find the link, and how do we get a hold of this?
It's all on the Chino Valley Town website. If you go there, there will be directions and instructions on how to get it. It's on YouTube. I can get you the YouTube spot. I already sent it to you.
Yeah.
So if you were to put that out, that would be awesome. You want me to read it out here?
Yeah, you can. It's on YouTube, okay. Or they can just search the title of the Christmas show.
Okay. So all I need is to put the YouTube, right?
No, it's just on YouTube, so you go backslash.
BBKMO6, or M, you know what? I'm not going to do this now. I can't read it.
It's fine. I think that people can, if you just...
Just go to the Chino website.
Or if you go to YouTube, you can type in the name of the, the name of the play. And again,
right.
It was, what was it?
The Cowboy's Christmas Carol. It'll probably show up under Chino Valley Repertory also.
Perfect. And Jeff, if anybody wants any more information, how do they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at my personal email site, which is Frohawk, F as in Frank, R-O-H-O-C-K, then Jeff, J as in Jeffrey, E-F as in Frank, F as in Frank, @msn.com. That's Frohawk, Jeff, @msn.com. And my cell phone is 951-333-9328. Please don't make me sorry I did that.
Thank you so much, Jeff Rohawk with the Chino Valley Repertory Theater. You can check out their new play. It is on YouTube right now, or you can also find it on the Town of Chino Valley's website. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure to stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it. The people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthymc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, "Hello, human kindness."
Some chocolate and coffee sounds pretty good right now. I'm going to Pralines of Prescott and Firehouse Coffee, of course. We are offering takeout, curbside, call ahead to order, and local delivery too. Locally operated and owned, we are located downtown at 120 West Gurley in the old Capital Market. Open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call 928-350-8077 or visit us online at pralinesofprescott.com. We can't wait to help you get your coffee and chocolate fix.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I am your host, Lorette Brashear. And like I said, we've got a great lineup for you today. We just spoke with Jeff Rohawk. Jeff Rohawk is still here in the theater. And next up, we have Craig Doman with Craig's Smokehouse. Craig, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thank you for being here. So we finally have a barbecue expert on hand, at least somebody that can help us and let us know, you know, what some of the things we should cook, especially this Christmas.
I think that's cool.
I do, too.
How many times you get the opportunity to hear from a real cook.
A real barbecue person.
Cook.
Yeah, that knows, like, exactly what
I, as
what
a guy,
doing.
Really will appreciate this.
So, I guess, what are you doing this holidays? I know that you're going to be doing a ham. Are you smoking it? Or
I am planning on smoking it, yes.
And so how do you smoke a ham? Let's just start off, you know, with the basic questions. For those that, like, want to do this, I mean, is it something for, like, you know, somebody that's – it's a basic skill? Or can you give us, like, break it down into – I mean, do we have to be an expert?
No. Hams are already pre-cooked, most of the ones you buy from the store. So you're just reheating them and getting them up to safe temperature. Hams typically around 140 degrees internal. And it just you cook it indirect with some smoke.
What kind of smoke?
Well, I'm probably going to use cherry wood, maybe some apple as well.
So, and you're doing it, I'm assuming, on a charcoal grill.
Yes.
So how do I know when the charcoals are ready? Like, that's like the primal question. I mean, they still look black. I don't know. Then they get that ashy color. I who knows? I'm a girl. I don't know.
There's actually a couple right answers. It depends on how you're going to maintain your fire, whether you're going to cook low and slow or hot and fast. So typically you would use a charcoal starter, one of those chimneys, and I will probably start with half of the charcoals unlit and light half of them and then top the unlit coals with the lit ones.
You know you're talking to a barbecue expert when they say this because I have no idea what he just said. Okay, so you start half lit, half unlit, and
yes.
Then...
So to maintain a low temperature, the lit ones will slowly ignite the unlit ones.
Okay.
Carry out the cook a little longer.
Yeah. And then what do you do after that? When do you put on the ham? When do you know?
I'm probably going to try to cook it around 250 degrees in the barbecue. So once it's up to temperature, the ham will go on. I'll throw the wood on top of the coals, and
So the wood goes on top of the coals.
Yes.
What type of? I mean, is there certain chips that you use? Can it be anything?
No, you don't want to use anything like pine or something like that. Hardwoods, fruit woods are all good. Hickory, pecan, cherry, apple, things like that.
Perfect. And then so that's what you're going to do. And then when you know when it reaches, what was the internal temperature?
Well, I'm planning on making a glaze for this. So at about 120 degrees internal, I'll start the glazing process. And then I'll carry it on up to 140 degrees internal.
So are you going to make this glaze like while it's cooking?
Yeah, I'll have plenty of time. I'm going to probably make a honey brown sugar bourbon glaze for it.
That sounds so good. Okay, so that's for this holiday season. And for anybody that's are you going to put a rub on it? Are you going to do anything like that?
Yes, I was thinking about putting a rub on it. It is, like I said, it's a pre-cooked spiral cut ham from the grocery store, but I am going to put a little twist on it. I'll probably hit it with my pork rub, my combination I use for the pork, same thing I use for pulled pork. I'll probably rub the outside with that.
And then, so anybody that's looking to do this that you'd recommend, I mean, is... get their ham out and then do they just put a little nice rub on it?
Yeah, okay. Basically.
And then from that, then they can wait for the coals to warm up and then stick it.
Yes, indirect. You want to cook indirect heat, so you don't want to put it directly over the coals. And I'm probably going to have mine in a pan, and I'll probably put a little bit of liquid in it, maybe some apple juice, and baste it as well. Throughout the process.
Oh, I know. Jeff
moist.
Is just salivating at the mouth right now.
Yes.
That sounds really great. And for anyone, I mean, what else? I mean, can you smoke? Like, I'm trying to think of other things that people want this holiday season. You know,
prime ribs.
Ah, gotcha.
Turkeys.
Prime ribs, turkeys.
A big baking chicken, which is not like you have to really look. And we're not just talking like a regular sized chicken, but. A really good fatty chicken smokes really well. Yeah.
Ah, I was kind of thinking, you know, like stuffing. Can you smoke stuffing?
Yeah.
I've
smoked chocolate.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Cheese,
yeah.
All
cheddar
kinds
cheese,
of stuff
yeah.
that you can smoke.
Absolutely.
Well, you know,
lasagna once.
There you go. Lasagna. I
hadn't thought of that one.
You're a dangerous man. Yeah, it sounds really great. What's the easiest way to, you know, for any beginners? I mean, is there like a certain type of grill we should buy? Is there, what would you recommend?
So, there's so many different types of smokers. You have ones that are propane, electric, pellets, I guess it depends on what it is that the individual is looking to do. And if they're interested in the whole process from beginning to end. Some people just want the end result, so they're probably just going to go with something easy like an electric or a pellet grill. I myself am a fanatic, so I get totally into it. It's almost like an art form. So I like to cook with charcoal and wood, and I like to mix variations of wood combinations, for example, like with beef. Hickory and pecan is a good combination for beef. Pork, I like to do apple and cherry or cherry pecan or any of the three, apple, cherry, or pecan, works good with pork. Chicken tenderloin with cherry.
Wow. So let me ask you another question. How do you know when the meat is done? you know, without like cutting into it and, you know.
You need a meat thermometer and a good meat thermometer. It's very important to get food to the proper temperature.
And meat thermometers have evolved as well. I know that you have some that like you don't even have to open up like your whole contraption, your whole grill. You can like see what the temperature is.
I have a Bluetooth one with four probes in it that I can monitor my meat from the couch.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't even have to go outside and open the door and look at it.
That is so funny. So yeah, so that way you don't have to, you just know what meat temperatures are. Is there any basic way to grill fish? You know, I know that's kind of one of the hard things. A lot of people use those planks and they stick it in there.
Yeah, you can cedar plank.
I mean, like, what's the best way? Are you just stick the darn thing on there?
You know, recently I cooked some salmon, and I just put it right on the grate. I oiled the grate first and put the salmon skin side down indirect, and I put some pecan wood on there. I had a nice glaze on that. It turned out excellent. It doesn't stick that way.
There you go. I'm like, yeah. And what's your favorite thing to smoke?
You know, I don't think I have in particular one favorite thing. I actually like to experiment. I love doing things like smoked meatloaf, like I just said a minute ago, smoked lasagna, smoked mac and cheese. I mean, it's kind of interesting.
But you are probably best known for
brisket and pulled pork.
Yeah, which are two really fan favorites, and they're really delicious. Yeah.
Yes,
you do a phenomenal job with it. And he's very meticulous, too, I mean, with shredding it all. And
he's a craftsman.
A craftsman, exactly. You know, it is kind of funny to see, you know, everyone has their own skill or their own little hobby, you know, in life. And this is a hobby for you, right?
Yeah, I would say it's a hobby, but I think it's gone beyond that now. And it's almost like a passion or possibly an obsession.
It's beyond a hobby, but at this point, yeah, definitely. Any other like beginner barbecue tips you can get for people? You know, there's a lot of guys out there that are probably, you know, going to get their first smoker this Christmas or their first barbecue. I mean, where do they start? What's the first thing they should do? I mean, do they have to take the, I mean, is there like, you know, do they oil or grill or, I mean, what do you do?
Well,
what's the first piece of meat you should experiment with?
Oh, you know, I would say if you're just starting to mess around with smoking, I would probably do something cheap like chicken or not a very expensive cut of meat, because chances are as a beginner you're going to oversmoke it and it's going to be horrible.
Like don't go for the brisket right off the hook.
Yeah, no, I would not recommend that unless you don't mind throwing away an expensive piece of meat.
Less is more.
But also, you know what? I look at briskets in the supermarket and there's so many. How do you know which one to pick? I mean, what are you looking for? I know with bacon we're looking for, you know, some fatty layers and stuff, but what are you looking for briskets?
So that's interesting. When I go, I look for flexibility. You want to almost be able to fold them in half. I mean, I know they're cryovac, so there's not a lot of play in the plastic, but they should be very flexible. You don't want a point that's too fat and a flat that's too thin. You kind of want to look for an even one that's flexible, a lot of marbling in it.
That's something I totally would have never thought about. So you want to make sure, you know, for a brisket that it flexes. What about, like, you know, pork or pulled pork or any of that stuff? Is there a certain thing that you're looking for?
I tend to like to go 8 pounds or less just because of my smoker and my timing and everything. If I get one much bigger than that, it just kind of throws off my whole thing. So pork butts are just basically about 7 to 9 pounds.
Wow. Well, there you go. And what about, you know, like you said, fish, you've done salmon. Swordfish.
Yeah, I'm not a big fish smoker, really. Okay. I do more of the big
lasagna
big
cuts and all
and
the other.
experimental.
I'm doing that. Next
I know. What's probably like one of your craziest experiments that you've done?
I would say that the smoked lasagna was probably one that I got a lot of flack over when I was talking to some friends about it, and after the fact, I brought them some, and they changed their tune really fast.
So I bet it probably tastes delicious.
I have to ask, do you make the whole lasagna and then put the whole thing in to cook and smoke, or do you just smoke the meat?
Well, that's a good question. What I did was I had 2 pounds of meat, 1 pound of hot Italian sausage, and 1 pound of like mild Italian sausage, I think, and I put it in a foil pan on the bottom of my smoker. My smoker has shelves in it, sort of like a refrigerator, so it was just raining down brisket and pork juice all over the sausage and getting the smoke. So I cooked the sausage. It's about 90% done. And then I put the lasagna together, and I actually just baked it in the oven. And then I pulled the top off and threw it in the top shelf of the smoker so the cheese would hit some of that, catch some of that smoke. Cheese actually takes smoke really well. So.
Oh, yeah. I was surprised. And if you grate it?
Yeah, it was shredded cheese. So
really?
Yeah, it had a very good smoky flavor.
So what about mac and cheese?
That's a hard one. I mean, it's a hard one to do because I can't seem to get the creaminess I'm after. The flavor I got down, it just always kind of dries up on me, and it's something I'm still working on.
So you haven't perfected the mac and cheese yet?
No.
Well, that's all right. There's plenty of time, you know, of what to do that. And so, like I said, so for this Christmas, for any of the guys getting something like this, or girls, you know, for that matter, there's a lot of women chefs out there. I mean, is there like a start point? Is there a to-do, a booklet I should get? A
lot of gift-giving ideas in cooking and barbecue.
Yeah, there is. And by the way, do you make your own barbecue sauce?
I do make my own sauces. I also make my own rubs. I do use some store-bought rubs for certain things, but yes, I tend to make my
How
own.
How do you go about it? I mean, like, I guess you must have like a play. Yeah, is that what it is? Years? How long have you been doing this for?
You know, I've always been into barbecuing, but I didn't really get heavy into smoking until about 8 years ago.
8 years ago. So it's been a while. So it's definitely, besides, you know, a love of passion for this. Wow. So, Craig Smokehouse, you do catering?
Yes, I do catering. I was doing chili cook-offs for quite a while. I haven't really done any of those for a minute, but.
Well, COVID has hit, and that kind of made things a little bit crazy. And so you do catering so people can reach out to you if they have a party that they would like to cater.
Yes, I do private party catering, and I like to keep it under 75 people because it's just me, and that's a lot of work for one person. So, yeah.
And how did they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me. Just you can text me or call me at 928-237-7696. I do have an email. It's craigs.smokehouse@hotmail.com.
What about a Facebook?
I have a Facebook page, but haven't done anything with it.
He's like, so the best way to get a hold of him is through phone or
text me is actually
text. Text or call or email. Thanks so much, Craig, for letting us know about, you know, all the different things that, you know, are going on, especially this holiday season. And I think, you know, for anybody that wants to reach out to you and get some more barbecue tips, it's something that they can do. Just reach
Absolutely.
Out to you
and
get some tips because, he's very good and his stuff is delicious.
And I also sell meat by the pound if anyone's interested in that you can reheat at your own party. It comes with reheat instructions. Very simple, straightforward.
Yeah.
Cool.
Exactly. And people love it too. I know that you just did a party and it just already sold out.
Yeah.
Right? Like you already sold the meat before it was even cooked.
Before I cooked it, I had it already spoken for, yes.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
It definitely is a good problem to have. And so right now you're doing, you know, so any kind of meat that you're selling or just particularly?
Brisket, pulled pork. Basically.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
To seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right, not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can savour delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go!
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's his plan!
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho!
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to BarrettPropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Arizona Republican Party is joining in a lawsuit filed by the State Senate Judiciary Committee seeking an audit of voting machines and ballots used in the November 3rd election. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors has asked a judge to block what they believe is an illegal request, but GOP Chair Kelly Ward disagrees.
There is nothing that stops them from doing the audit that they tell us politically that they want to do. So I urge them to just do it. They said they didn't have enough time. It was going to jeopardize a secret ballot for electors.
Ward insists the Board of Supervisors is balking at the legislative request for reasons that don't make sense, and the supervisors have falsely characterized the legislature's action.
Because they're in litigation, they aren't able to examine the machines. They can't forensically audit them, and they certainly can't look at paper ballots or ballot images. Very dishonest.
Sunny and cool with a big chill midweek, dipping after bedtime to a mostly clear 34 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Warming tomorrow to about 59, Wednesday only 50, up to 55 Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low near 34, heating back up to a sunny 67 Tuesday, 54 Wednesday, 62 Thursday and Friday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues on KQ&A.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I'm now in the studio with Mark Twain and Craig Delman with Craig's Smokehouse. So how are you two gentlemen today?
Well, I'm fine, Miss Lorette.
Thanks so much, Mark Twain, for being here. So this is just going to be a fun show, fun little segment, just to get to know both of you guys a little more and ask you guys some holiday questions. You know, we are tis the season, and Christmas is just this week. So just kind of wanted to ask you guys some, you know, holiday questions. Mark, what's your favorite holiday snack? I mean, was there something that you just loved every Christmas?
My favorite holiday snack, let's see. Well, I'd have to say whiskey.
I love it. Craig, was there a favorite or best Christmas gift that you've ever received?
Money.
Money is the best one. What about you, Mark?
Christmas gift that I have received. Let's see.
Yeah, best Christmas gift.
I would say... the first paycheck I got for writing Huckleberry Finn.
Well, there you go. So that would be the best one. Okay, both of you guys, how do you feel about pumpkin spice? Mark, that's probably something brand new to you.
Well, yes, it is, Miss Lorette. However, even in the brief time that I've been back from the dead, the fad of spice... pumpkin spice has already driven me mad. I'm tired of it. I just like plain old coffee.
Plain old coffee. What about you, Craig? I mean, any pumpkin spice, like briskets?
No,
pumpkin
I am not
spice.
A fan of pumpkin spice whatsoever.
pork. Okay. So let's see. What was the weirdest gift that you've ever received from anybody?
The weirdest gift I've ever received. That is most difficult, Miss Lorette. I've received so many odd objects over my lifetime and my death time. Those objects reside in museums now, but I would have to say the most unusual that grew developed the most attention of my children was a shrunken head.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the weirdest gift.
Yes, I received it. I was on a trip around the world by steamship, and it was given to me by a chief of a pygmy tribe, and I took it home, and it drew a lot of attention in Hartford, Connecticut, where we had our home. The children, when they got a little older, liked to place the head in the Christmas tree as an ornament.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, what did you guys use as ornaments? Because, you know, today is probably a little bit different.
Yes, well, we had far too few shrunken heads, so we could not do that. We used natural objects in our day. We used nests of birds, stuffed birds, which were common at the time. I would say shiny objects of any nature that could be supported on a branch. Mr. Edison's invention of the Christmas bulb was a great thing because there were many fires back in the old days when foolish people would put candles in their trees to light them.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Craig, do you have a famous or favorite Christmas ornament? Was there something that you had to, like, have every year on your Christmas tree?
No, I just had a lot of homemade stuff from my grandparents. They would make, like, crafts, you know. Little mice and walnut shells and things.
That's really cool. Yeah, I'm like, that's completely cool. So that's great. What about favorite Christmas songs, either one of you?
Oh, let's see. Favorite Christmas song.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I've grown fond of that song, yes. We did not have that in my day. I would say Mariah Carey. What is that song that she sings?
All I Want for Christmas.
All I Want for Christmas, yeah. I like Mariah Carey. We had nothing like her back in my day.
We nothing at all like her? Okay, do you usually put a star on the top of your tree or an angel on the top of your tree? You know, or what do you put on top of your tree? What did you do, Mark, in, like, that day? I mean, was it an old raccoon or?
Coonskin cap.
Yeah.
Well, now I think you're teasing me now, Miss Lorette. Of course, we didn't use any raccoons. Raccoons are far too large. We'd use dead birds.
Okay, a dead bird.
Yes, a brightly colored cardinal, perhaps, or a bluebird.
Ah.
I know that sounds archaic and cruel now, but it was a different time.
So, and that's what you would do on the top of your craft?
Yes, again, in the theme of nature.
Ah, in the theme of nature. What about you, Craig? Was it an angel or a star?
Both. I think at home I have a star now, but, growing up, I think we did both.
Everyone kind of has something different. You know, lots of different weird, good family traditions. Okay, what about your favorite? Is it hot chocolate or apple cider? Or neither?
Hot toddy.
Very good, Craig. I appreciate that. Myself, I would say, what were the choices again?
Hot chocolate.
I forget things.
Or apple cider.
Oh, definitely apple cider. Whiskey goes well in that.
Okay, that's perfect. Now, have either one of you ever gone Christmas caroling?
I have not.
I am not a religious man, and so it is difficult for me to sing a lot of Christmas carols. And the few times that I have sung, I have been threatened with bodily harm.
Okay, so no on that.
That would be a no.
That would be a no. Okay. Do either one of you own an ugly Christmas sweater? Have you gone to those ugly Christmas sweater parties, gotten involved with that? Or an ugly T-shirt?
I was invited to one recently, but I did not attend it. And no, I do not have one.
I would never do such a thing, Miss Lorette. If you know anything about Mark Twain and you've seen pictures of me, you know that I wear fine suits and I do not dress down. I dress the same all the time. I dress well. I dress to please myself. I've been teased about always wearing white and that's fine, but I just like the look.
You like the look. Well, that's perfect. Have either one of you ever kissed anyone underneath the mistletoe?
Definitely.
Definitely on Craig's Smokehouse.
No, but I would like to.
All right. Well, is there a Mrs.?
Oh, yes. Most definitely there is a Mrs. Twain.
Are you getting her anything special this Christmas?
Well, actually, I will not be doing anything special for my wife. She has been dead for some time. I am the only member of the family that is oddly walking about. So, no, she has not received a gift from me for a very long time. However, were she to be here, she may say that the length of time that she has not heard me annoying her has been a tremendous gift to her also.
Mark Twain, have you ever taken a picture with Santa Claus?
No.
Never?
No.
Did they have a Santa Claus, What did he look like?
Yes, there's been a Santa Claus when I was a young child back in Hannibal, Missouri. There was a Santa. We had a gentleman who dressed as Santa. He did not look as your Santa does now, but we all knew that he was Santa. And we tended to have a more primitive view of it. Plus, the added fact that back in the day, young children were not sitting on Santa's lap. That was frowned upon.
Oh, so yeah, it's completely changed. Well, and now with COVID, that's not really happening either. Santa's behind plexiglass and, all kinds of good stuff. So,
well, fortunately, I can only be killed once, so...
Well,
I am not
going
to be catching COVID anytime soon.
Well, perfect. So either one of you, how do you feel about wrapping gifts? Is that a thing that you did? Did you have to wrap all your
gifts? I did not know that gifts could wrap.
Ah.
I'm actually an excellent gift wrapper.
Really? That's mm-hmm. that's unusual just because, most guys just put it in a bag and call it good. And most women do that, too. I hate wrapping.
Our gifts went into bags back in the day when I was still around the first time because there was no such thing as scotch tape.
There's no scotch. Well, that's very true. Have you ever heard of the Grinch? Did you guys have that Grinch back then or how the Grinch stole Christmas?
Oh, yes, we had a Grinch in my hometown in Hannibal. He was my father.
Well, and then I got to ask you guys, which was your favorite Christmas show that you've ever watched or that you grew up watching every Christmas?
Christmas Vacation.
National Lampoon's
yeah.
Christmas Vacation.
Every year.
Every year. That's always a good one.
Well, as you may well imagine, when I was a small child in Hannibal, there was no television. There was no radio. We had minstrel shows that came through on the Mississippi steamboats. So my exposure to holiday fare in film has been limited, but I, too, enjoy National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Okay. Yes.
Chevy Chase is quite humorous.
Definitely quite humorous. Okay, is there a worst Christmas gift that you have ever gotten or given to anyone? Something that, you know, maybe you regifted?
I remember giving my children a pony in Hartford one year, and I allowed them to take it and keep it in the house.
Okay. That might have not been so good.
I regret the decision.
What about you, Craig? Is there a Christmas gift that's the worst that you've received or something that you've given?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, no.
Wow, you guys are just rolling. What was your favorite Christmas dinner? What did you eat, Mark Twain?
I enjoyed a nice pheasant. Okay. Well-prepared pheasant.
Smoked pheasant.
Oh, yes, sir. Smoked pheasant, indeed.
So, of course, that's coming from Craig and Craig's Smokehouse. And so, Craig, what was your favorite, like, holiday dinner? Was there something favorite on there?
For Christmas, I usually go with a ham or prime rib. So
something like that. Did either one of you ever have a white Christmas?
No.
Oh, yes. In Hartford, Connecticut, we had some horrendous storms. Wet snow, always made for nasty ice.
Okay. Well, thank you both. We had Mark Twain and Craig here with Craig's Smokehouse answering some random Christmas questions and just having a fun time. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around
around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey-Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and thank you all so much for joining us today. What a great lineup we had. We had a blast from the past with Mr. Mark Twain himself. We also spoke with Craig Dahlman with Craig's Smokehouse and Jeff Rohawk with the Chino Valley Repertory Theater. I appreciate my guests being on today. Upcoming events. This is where you take out those calendars. January 6th, we have our business and networking luncheon at Grace Church. That is going to be from 11:30 to 1 p.m. So go ahead and register, and register at chinovalley.org. That's chinovalley.org. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. And a very Merry Christmas to all of you all on KQ&A's Talk of the Town again on 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.